Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The uprising in Egypt was a landmark moment for social media. Today, Claudette Artwick of Washington and Lee University explores the intersection between journalism, social media, and global politics.
From the shootings in Tucson, Arizona, to the revolution in Egypt, social media appear to be changing the way breaking news is gathered, disseminated, and consumed. Many of us now get our news first in 140-word bites as journalists learn to navigate this information ecosystem. Because of Facebook and Twitter, we're hearing the events in Egypt being labeled Revolution 2.0. How much of a role did they really play? Certainly the strength of the Egyptian people was paramount in making change. Yet the marriage of technology and social behavior did play a role in the revolution. This phenomenon of techno-sociality can be seen at many levels, including people organizing protests, media covering the story, governments reacting to the uprising, and more. Journalists, including CNN's Anderson Cooper and Nick Kristof of the New York Times, tweeted the revolution, and Al Jazeera in English gained recognition for its coverage. The Egyptian people themselves contributed to the coverage on Twitter, with reporters confirming and relaying their messages. An emerging form of journalism called news curation came of age during Egypt's revolution. NPR's Andy Carvin spent 18 days pulling together sources and his own experiences to tell the story in as many as 400 tweets a day. His coverage inspired many followers to make donations to local public radio stations. While the competitive spirit among journalists will never disappear, we can now see more of a cooperative effort in our search to report the truth. The news media have a great responsibility, and it's more important than ever to recognize the potential of the social media and use it wisely.
That was Washington and Lee's Claudette Artwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.